you are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
But obviously the story is developing out of Nashville. It gets more and more disturbing by the minute. Jim Ryan joins us from ABC News. Before we get to any of the issues here, the one that jumps out at me, Jim, and maybe jumps out at you as well, is that this shooter had emotional problems and was still able to legally purchase 7 guns. Yeah. And it just begs the issue. There's no database. There's no system in place. People with emotional problems should not be able to get 1 gun, let alone 7, Jim.
Well, certainly Audrey Hale's parents felt that way. Audrey Hale is the person who walked into the Covenant School on Monday, opened fire, killing 6 people altogether. But yes, 7 guns purchased over the last several years at 5 different gun stores. The emotional issues may have come up after that at some point, but Audrey Hale's parents said, we don't want you to own these guns. You're a danger to yourself and to other people, so get rid of them. They apparently were told that the guns had been sold, that several of them were still found inside their house, and 3 of them were used in the shooting on Monday.
So, Jim, here's the issue. What are parents supposed to do? Do you inform on your kid who's got emotional problems to law enforcement? I'm sure there are some parents who would just feel that that's an invasion of their privacy if they're trying to help their kid. I don't know what you do here.
Tennessee doesn't have red flag laws. I suppose that would have made it an automatic kind of thing. But then the police chief here in Nashville says that if he and his staff had known about these emotional problems involving someone named Audrey Hale, they would have moved through a judge to try to seize those guns. They didn't know anything about it, and obviously we saw what happened. So, you know, it was kind of left up to the parents to decide what to do about this. They tried to get the guns taken, get to Audrey Hale to sell the guns, and were told that they had been. Unfortunately, those guns were still in the house.
Jim, apparently she put out, I'm not going to call it a manifesto, but I guess she wrote up some papers or something or some thoughts, and there were other targets, one of them being a mall nearby the school. What do you know about that?
Yeah, there was at least one other location that was being considered, apparently, but Hale went to that location, checked it out, decided security was too tight, and then so fell back to the Covenant School, a place that Hale was very familiar with, having attended that school for at least part of the time. And so that's how it all unfolded. Yeah, we're getting a lot of information from this set of documents. The police have called it a manifesto, and I'm sure, you know, we'll hear much more about that over the coming weeks, Lynn. You know, since there is no defendant whose rights are needing to be protected, the police, I think, will be pretty free with the information that they discover about this case.
Do we have a sense, Jim, that she targeted her old school just because the security was not as tight as other places, or did she have some beef with the school?
You know, that's, I think, what we'll learn from these documents. The police are holding on to some of it, the FBI as well, and we may learn something about the motivation. Was it just an opportunity because the place didn't have such great security, or did she have some beef with either the Presbyterian Church as an institution or against the school itself? The one thing is clear, though, Michael, Hale apparently had no problem with any of the 6 people involved, didn't have any connection with them, didn't know who they were. Those people, unfortunately, ended up on the wrong end of this person's rage.
You know, a couple of days ago, and we touched on this, Jim, I'm wondering if any more has come out since you're there. John Drake, the Nashville police chief, hinted very early on in the news conference when a reporter asked him if the transitioning that she was undergoing or claimed to be undergoing had something to do with the motive. And he kind of hinted that, yeah, that's something we're looking into. Has any more come out about that?
Not really, not that specifically. Nobody has asked about that since then, but I would be curious to see if that's still part of the theory. I think that they're going in all sorts of directions. These mental health issues that had cropped up in the last few months, this transition thing that was happening in the last few months as well, that was apparently happening within the last year or so. that Audrey Hale started calling herself Aiden Hale, identified as a man with, you know, male pronouns in social media posts. Then, in fact, Aiden, the name Aiden, A-I-D-E-N, was written, scrawled onto the guns that were used in the shooting on Monday. They had stickers on them. It was sort of like they'd been decorated almost like toys. But yeah, in terms of the transition, we haven't heard anything new about that as a potential theory for what happened on Monday.
This friend of Hale's described receiving troubling text messages. Do we know if this friend did anything about these messages?
She did. Paige Patton is her name. She talked with ABC yesterday, I believe, and said that when she started getting these text messages from this person, from, and by the way, they were friends, they were acquaintances, they played on the same basketball team back in junior high school. They hadn't talked in some time. Patton was surprised to get this text message, basically a suicide note from Audrey Hale. And in fact, yeah, she was concerned. She called a suicide prevention hotline. She was then referred over to the Nashville Police Department non-emergency number. She called that number and asked somebody to get in touch with her. Unfortunately, somebody did come to talk to Paige Patton, but it was 5 hours after the shooting had happened. So that's one of those stories coming out from an acquaintance of Audrey Hale's.
The most infuriating point to me, and I don't expect you to have a reaction to this, Jim, but what's infuriating to me is someone is hell-bent on taking their own life. So just go do it and leave everyone else out of this. Why do you have to take innocent kids and other parents along with you? That's the frustrating part to me.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of shock here and a lot of, and there is anger about that here in Nashville when you ask about that.
Jim, funerals about to begin for these six.
Nothing planned yet. There's a citywide vigil that will be held tonight. Michael and I suspect that that's going to be a standing room only sort of thing. The community already has been showing a lot of support for the families who lost loved ones.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Nashville, doing some terrific reporting for us. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your input.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Michael, that's the part that makes me crazy. I mean, yes, the suicide note came out. I'm glad you brought that up. Her former friend, I haven't been in touch with her in a long time, gets this text message, which is basically a suicide note. Well, if you're going to take your life, just, you know, leave everyone else alone, please. I mean, you know, it's like the troubled mother who takes kids and drowns them in a car or something. Really, just go put yourself out of your own misery. Don't take others with you.
Well, the issue is, as Jim was telling us, so this friend of hers gets these troubling text messages that are a suicide note. She calls the suicide prevention hotline. She's referred to the Nashville Police non-emergency services. By the time you make all these calls and get passed off to this one and that one, the terrible tragedy has happened.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Just another tragic element to the story. Hey, when we get back, part two of Donald Trump on Fox last night. Some more interesting comments from him. Plus, we've got your tickets for the Happy Together Tour featuring the Turtles, Little Anthony the Imperials, and Gary Puckett. It's all coming up next.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.